It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is Sean McCord in the Main Street Arena talking to filmmakers. And sitting across from me is Frederick Bond, the director of Charlie Countryman. And next to him is Ron Yerxa, one of the producers of Charlie Countryman. Charlie Countryman screens Friday, today, 8:30 p.m. In Cobra Theater. Frederick, welcome. We were talking a little bit before we started recording. I'm gonna move that out a little closer to you. You are a. There we go. I'm gonna up the gain on that thing.
Yeah.
You are. Well, you're from Sweden. Would you call yourself a Swedish filmmaker, or are you an American filmmaker now?
I'm a world filmmaker.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. All right. You came here. You came to this country 6 years ago. You came to California, but you did a lot of commercial work before then.
Yeah.
Tell me about how you became involved in Charlie Countryman, and then a little bit of what the film is about.
Yeah. Well, I as you mentioned, I've been doing commercials for a long time and had a great time doing them. Mm-hmm. They were like my little short films. So I felt very creatively satisfied with doing commercials, and felt like I needed to find the movie that really had my temperament and my sort of story in it. So I read Charlie Countryman like 5 years ago.
You read the script?
Yeah, I read the script. I had been actually in touch with Ron and Albert about some other projects prior to this. I was hoping to work with them, desperately hoping to work with them. You know, they're amazing producers and very, very... filmmaker-driven producers in Hollywood. And I had read the script, and we kept in touch over the years over a few projects, and they were trying to make it. I always kept an eye on this project, and they were trying to make it in different constellations and different with a few different actors, etc., etc. And mm-hmm. eventually one day it became available, and Ron and Albert sent it to me, and I jumped on the occasion.
Okay, so tell us about the film now. Tell us what happens.
The film is about a young man who loses his mom to cancer in the beginning of the movie. Mm-hmm. Shia LaBeouf is playing Charlie Countryman, and he loses his mom in Chicago, and she comes back as a ghost right after her death.
So she visits him as a spirit.
As a spirit, comes back and tells him to find himself. He's in a foreign country, and Bucharest. And he's a lost soul who doesn't have a clue of what to do with his life. He sort of put everything on hold during his mom's sickness, basically. Mm-hmm. So the story is really about him finding himself, experiencing love for the first time, going on that sort of fundamental first trip into the world, which I had myself when I was like in my early 20s. So that's where I really responded to the story and the script.
Sure. We've all been there. So it was actually shot in Romania.
Yeah.
And how was it? How was it filming over there?
It was wonderful. It was amazing. I've been shooting a lot of commercials around in a lot of different countries mm-hmm. around the world, and I must say that the Romanian experience was one of my best, because the crews are just gung ho to do work around the clock and to be, invested passionately in our film. And also, I think because we had a script that actually, as opposed to a lot of American productions, it comes to Bucharest and Romania to shoot it for another country, and just because it's a low-cost country, we really embrace the city. Our script, our story, really embraces the city, and it's a big character of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like the Romanian crew and everybody that was involved in Romania loved that for a change.
We're talking to Frederick Bond, director Charlie Countryman, which screens tonight, Friday at 8:30 p.m. in Cobra Theater. So your stars actually, Shia LaBeouf and Evan Rachel Wood. Shia LaBeouf especially, he's kind of gone beyond that actor stage now into sort of the atmosphere of the movie star. I mean, he's done some big honking films.
Yes.
So what was it like working with someone, in Romania, do they know who Shia LaBeouf is?
They do, but in Romania maybe specifically, but in Europe they're not so star-strucken as in America and a lot of other places. But we could definitely work in peace. It wasn't like Shia was attacked on the street. He had some fans here and there, but it was we were left alone to do what we needed to do, basically. But to work with Chaya was amazing. You know, for me as a first-time filmmaker, to have an actor that is 1,000% committed to the role was incredible. Chaya mm-hmm. didn't want to do any movies before. He didn't want to feel like he was, you know, juggling any other character than Charlie Countryman at the time. So he, we had half a year, you know, 8 months maybe even, to prepare and to talk and rehearse.
Ron, you want to lean in and talk a little bit about how the film came together and how you found Frederick Bond?
Well, the film had a long, twisted journey. We had the script written by a very witty screenwriter named Matt Drake. And, you know, it had various lives, really. Shia LaBeouf was attached to it, and we were going ahead, and then there were some casting issues, and he dropped off, and then we thought we'd got to recast, and then all of a sudden he reappeared. So it was a twisted journey, including even shooting in Bucharest, which, as Frederick mentioned, turned out to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But in an odd way, the script was written for Budapest, even though Bucharest makes much more sense, and the joke is so much better. Everything about it is better in Bucharest. But, you know, for a while, Budapest's so beautiful and all that, and Bucharest is beautiful in its own way, but much rougher, grittier city of contrast. So, you know, it was, to me, Frederick and I had so much fun in casting and pre-production, and the shooting had its own issues, but not because of the Romanians. They were fantastic. It's kind of somehow people think you're going to somewhere really, you know, rugged or underdeveloped, where their crews are as good as anywhere else in the world.
So, Ron, you're a longtime friend of the Virginia Film Festival. Frederick, have you been here before?
No, never. Never. It's beautiful.
Yeah, have you had it's a little crisp today.
Yeah, it's
but
really beautiful.
Yeah, have you had a chance to look around?
I had a very intense game of tennis in the morning. I found a young tennis player at the party last night, and we went out 8 o'clock in the morning and had a great game.
Oh, so that's terrific.
Yeah, at the Snyder Tennis Center courts.
Great.
Yes.
Great. All right. So, Charlie Countryman, last time, screens tonight, tonight, Friday, 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, no, I didn't mention
the t-shirt. Oh, okay.
You know,
the signed t-shirt. Yeah,
We have a little special treat.
Okay,
we have one original t-shirt printed. There's only one, one copy of this. One item. What do you say? So we have a signed one by me that we're going to throw a tennis ball into the crowd, and the one who gets the tennis ball is going to get the t-shirt.
At the screening.
At the screening tonight.
So before the screening or after the screening?
Well, that's a good question. But the thing is, before or after?
I think it's after. I think it's at the end of the Q&A.
Or maybe, you think?
Well, whatever.
Yeah, we'll see.
It'll be a surprise.
It will be a surprise. Maybe during the movie, we'll throw out a couple of tennis balls, I think.
Stay alert.
Yeah.
That comes to the film. Look for flying tennis balls. Stay for the Q&A afterwards.
Yeah,
I think you'll find that the audiences here at the Virginia Film Festival are very intelligent, and they like asking really, really good questions, better questions
right.
than I have.
Great.
So, well, thanks for coming by again, Charlie Countryman. Friday, 8:30 p.m. tonight, 8:30 p.m. Cobra Theater. Thank you both for coming here.
Thank you so much. Great.